you very much. Come back soon.
Get the other half of my tip. Hey, Sheldon, what are you doing here?
This is a restaurant. It's lunchtime. I would think as a waitress you'd be familiar with the paradigm.
Is Leonard coming?
No. I believe Leonard is waiting for you to come crawling back to him and apologize.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I assume that would be your attitude, hence my true purpose in coming here.
Which is?
I want you to crawl back to him and apologize.
I'm busy.
Excuse me, miss. I'd like to order lunch.
Fine. What do you want?
I have a few questions. First, I noticed that you offer soup and a half sandwich.
Yes.
Where exactly does the half sandwich come from? Are you giving me half of someone else's sandwich? Or do I have to wait for someone else in the restaurant to order the other half?
No, no. Sheldon, they just make a half sandwich.
You can't make a half sandwich. If it's not half of a whole sandwich, it's just a small sandwich.
Okay, fine. It's soup and a small sandwich. Is that what you want?
No, of course not. I'll have my usual.
Great.
Aren't you going to ask me if I want a beverage?
Don't you usually get lemonade?
Yes.
You want lemonade?
Yes.
Anything else?
Yes, I want you to apologize to Leonard.
I am not going to apologize. I've done nothing wrong. He is completely overreacting.
Irrelevant. The disruption in your relationship is making my life intolerable.
Well, I'm sorry, Sheldon, but this really isn't about you.
I don't follow.
I'll be right there. Look, Sheldon, I have to go.
All right. Let's assume, ad arguendum, that in this case, Leonard is wrong.
Leonard is wrong.
Considering the number of transgressions you've committed that he's overlooked, don't you think that just this once you could return the favor?
I'm coming. Goodbye, Sheldon. What do you mean, transgressions I've committed?
Were you under the impression that Leonard has no complaints about you?
Like what? Yeah, I see you. You're making a little check sign in the air. I got it. Just hold your horses. What does Leonard complain about?
Your driving? The plethora of stuffed animals on your bed that stare at him during your amorous activities? Your constant tardiness? Your singing?
My singing?
That's actually from my list, but Leonard'd be a fool if he didn't agree with it.
Okay, if Leonard has so many problems with me, why hasn't he just said so?
Because according to him, you're oversensitive and have a temper.
Oh, really? Well, then do me a favor and tell Leonard that he can drop dead.
And she wonders why she's constantly under-tipped.
Hey.
Oh, good, you're home. I need you to do me a favor.
Sure.
Go apologize to Penny.
What?
Right now would be good.
Leonard!
Although a few minutes ago would have been better.
I hear you don't like my stuffed animals, my driving, or my punctuality.
What? Who would tell you something like that? Why would you tell her something like that?
It doesn't matter why he told me. It's true, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, it's true, but I can live with that stuff. What I can't live with is you casually informing me that some guy's gonna be staying in your apartment without even asking me first.
That isn't even your problem. The problem is you don't trust me.
Oh, come on. Sheldon, have you ever once heard me say that I don't trust Penny? Sheldon, where did he go?
Ugh, your yelling must have freaked him out again.
Where are you going? You can just walk away in the middle of an argument?
No, I'm gonna go find your damn roommate before he hurts himself trying to cross the street or something.
Why didn't you say so?
Oh, now I need your permission for that, too?
I can't read your mind, Penny.
Really? Why not? You're so smart and I'm so dumb.
Raj.
Stop knocking, it's open.
Please tell my parents that our dark matter research is at a critical juncture and I can't come home for my cousin Sanjay's wedding.
Sheldon, ask our son what we're supposed to say to Mr. and Mrs. Chowdhury, whose daughter Lakshmi is flying in from London for the sole purpose of meeting him.
I didn't ask you to set me up with Lakshmi.
You should be thanking us.
Yes, Lakshmi just got her stomach stapled. You have an opportunity to get in good with her before she loses weight and her self-esteem goes up.
I don't care. And why don't you think I can find a woman for myself?
Because you're 27 and the closest thing we have to a daughter-in-law is that Jewish boy Howard.
Oh, that is completely below the belt. Sheldon, tell my parents that Howard and I are just friends. Sheldon? Howard and I are just friends.
Fine, I'll come home for Sanjay's wedding.
Sheldon!
What are you doing? He's not a lost dog.
Hey, why don't you just let me find him while you sit there hitting your imaginary brake?
The brake might be imaginary, but that stop sign you just ran wasn't.
What stop sign?
Eyes on the road! Eyes on the road!
I'm busy too! You answer it!
I can't! I'm on the toilet!
For God's sake, I don't need to hear that! Can't you just say I'm busy?
I said I'm busy, but that wasn't good enough for you!
You know what? I hope it's one of those home invasion deals and they shoot me in the head!
Well, if it's a home invader, don't tell them I'm on the toilet!
There's no one there! Hearing things, you crazy old lady!
Hey, Stuart, have you seen Sheldon?
Yeah, he's over in the graphic novel section. Built himself a little nest. Thank you. Penny?
Yeah?
Is everything okay?
What do you mean?
Sheldon told me you and Leonard are having a fight.
Oh, yeah. Kind of. I mean, it's no big thing.
Oh, good, good. I love you.
I'm not leaving until you talk to me.
Mary, what's going on?
It's a little hard to explain. He does this thing where he pretends he's in an alternate dimension that occupies the same physical space we're in, but he can't perceive us.
Don't flatter yourself. I'm just ignoring you.
All right, come on, Sheldon. Let's go home. Look, we're done fighting.
I've heard that before. Then the next thing you know, I'm hiding in my bedroom, blaring a Richard Feynman lecture, while my mom is shouting that Jesus would forgive her if she put ground glass in my dad's meatloaf. And my dad's on the roof, skeet shooting her Franklin Mint collectible plates.
There's gonna be no more shouting and no skeet shooting.
Really? Where's your friend Justin going to sleep?
Yeah. Where is he gonna sleep?
Oh my God, would you let this go?
I'd let it go.
Why should I let it go? Why don't you just tell the guy to find another place to sleep?
For God's sake!
So, you have childhood issues. We all have childhood issues. At some point, you just need to grow up and get past them.
Fire! Fire! Leonard, please let me handle this, please. Look, let's... Sheldon, please try and understand. Look, Leonard and I are in a relationship, and occasionally we're going to fight. But no matter what happens between us, we will always love you. Right, Leonard?
Always is a long time. Sure, always.
You know, how about we buy you this robot, and then we all go home?
I want that one.
Okay, you can have that one.
Oh, come on. He's just gonna play with it twice and it'll end up in his closet with all the other junk.
Buy him the robot, Leonard.
Can I get this comic book, too?
Yes, you can.
We meet again.
So what did Justin say when you told him he couldn't sleep on your couch?
He's a musician. He'll sleep in his own vomit if he has to.
I should have asked for much more than a comic book and a robot.